Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina.
How are you?
I'm well. So pretty in red today.
Thank you. And you know what? We're heading towards spring.
That is good news.
Favorite time of year.
So much good news.
Yes, yes. But you know, Roxanne, we've got one of our favorite guests who's here with us for the first time this year.
Yeah, to give us an update about Brightline, the project, and also we do have construction going all around the High Desert, especially main key points like Bear Valley, the 395 heading toward the 15 freeway. Glad to have you join us, Art.
Yes.
Art
Thank
Bishop.
You, Roxanne.
So we've got Council Member Art Bishop from the town of Apple Valley, who is our go-to for all things Brightline, right, to keep us updated and in the know. And we're just so happy whenever you come in because you always bring us such great information and you help to dispel a lot of the chatter and a lot of the myths that are out there. But I know before we dive into this Brightline update, there's something going on with Bear Valley Road that I'm sure we've seen it already.
It's just, oh my goodness.
So what can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Well, we're really excited. The town of Apple Valley, the original Bear Valley Bridge, which was just two lanes back in the 1960s, has been there for a long time.
Yes.
And we're really excited that we're starting a project. It started 2 weeks ago. So if you're coming over the bridge, you're going to see, instead of three lanes in each direction, only two lanes in each direction. We still have the bike paths and the walking open. But this will be a project to literally rebuild the entire bridge. The bridge, basically, if you look at Yucca Loma Bridge, it's going to look just like that.
And so tell us, because there may be some...
This is the bridge over by the mall of Victor Valley, correct?
No.
No.
No, and I was just going to ask...
Where is this again?
So, because some of us may not be familiar with it or know it that way, exactly where is this Bear Valley Bridge located?
This is the bridge that goes from the town of Apple Valley into the city of Hesperia and Victorville over the Mojave River.
I see. Okay.
So if you're either going to Lucerne Valley, if you're going to Big Bear for all the snow and skiing, if you're going out to go four-wheeling in Joslyn Valley or Joshua Tree, you're going to go over the Bear Valley Bridge when you leave Hesperia and Victorville and going into Apple Valley.
Okay. And so is this, as a landmark, is this that bridge that's right there by the college?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I see. Okay. I'm thinking the Bear Valley Ridge by the freeway, by the mall. Okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
Well, you're a mall girl. I know that.
Shopping. There you go.
So this wonderful construction is taking place. And so what should we know so we can manage our expectations? When will this be finished? You know, what's the timeline for the project?
Well, the timeline for the project is 3 years to be completely finished. And I know that's a long timeline, but I have to tell you, it's so much easier to build a brand new bridge like the Yucca Loma Bridge than it is to actually rebuild an existing bridge. We would ask people to please prepare as you're coming into the area, slow down, be prepared to go from three lanes to two lanes. And we would just actually have a little patience. If it's really a hindrance, you can always use the Yucca Loma Bridge off of Yucca Loma that'll take you into Apple Valley. And or you can use Deep Creek Rock Springs, the county facility crossing over the Mojave River off of Main Street.
So there's a couple of alternatives or options. Just want to make sure people are aware that this construction is going on. It will be going on for a little while. And so to manage our expectations and to also help us better route ourselves in our travels, right?
Absolutely.
I know that. But in the end, when it's done, it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be great.
And it's going to also make traffic flow a lot better, right?
The old bridge didn't have bike lanes. This will have bike lanes and pedestrian lanes. And it will also have a medium in case of an emergency. So we're actually making the bridge 45 feet wider than it was than it is today.
Okay.
And it's going, and it'll be completely lit. I mean, there's a lot of very positive things that'll be happening over the next 3 years.
Over the next 3 years. So just plan ahead, be prepared, that, and just be noted that is going on right now.
Yeah, we got it. I think we're informed. We now know where the location is. We know what the timeline realistically looks like. And we're going to ask you, council member, if anything changes that we need to know, to please come back and let us know about that. Get us the information so we can share that with community. But it's a positive thing, right?
It is. It truly is a positive thing.
All right. So now let's jump in on Brightline. I'm sure that you've got a wonderful update for us because it's been a little while since you were here last and told us what's going on. For those who may be listening for the first time and not be very familiar with the Brightline West project, can you just give us a little bit of background about what that is?
Absolutely. The Brightline project is actually now Brightline West. We have Brightline East in Florida and Brightline West in California. Is a high-speed rail averaging about 188 miles an hour. Mm. It will go from Las Vegas. They've already started construction on the Strip. Mm-hmm. And so if you're driving into Las Vegas, just before you get to the Mirage, look on the right-hand side.
I have seen it, what you're talking about.
Thank you, Rox.
You'll see it, too, if you drive it.
You will see the parking structure. The parking structure is a three-story structure.
Okay.
And it houses 800 vehicles.
Wow.
As soon as they finish that, which should be any time now, they'll go on and start the actual depot. One of the cool things about the depot, it backs right up to highway I-15, and you'll actually go under the freeway and come up in between to get on the bridge. To get on the train, because the train goes right down the middle of I-15.
Art, the depot is where people can park their cars in order for you to go on the train. So this is like the headquarters.
Absolutely.
And the location, it's like you're right before the Strip, right, as you make your way into like Henderson and the Las Vegas area.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. And we're extremely excited. So from there, there will then be the first depot where you'll be able to get on the train other than Las Vegas will be in Apple Valley. It'll be at Apple Valley at Dell Evans and I-15. Mm. That depot is scheduled to probably at the end of this year. And one of the things they're going to start on that site, on the Dell Evans and I-15 start, is they're going to start with a lot of their storage for material as the line starts coming through.
Okay.
From there, there'll be a commuter rail. Mm-hmm. This is a really cool concept. There will be a commuter train that goes from Hesperia, Joshua Street, and I-15. The parking lot will be right on the right-hand side or the west side as you're going down. And you'll be able to take a train, all you commuters, 63%. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I've told you this before. 63% of the population, our working population, works down the hill. This will go from Hesperia three times in the morning, like 4, 5, and 6, and then three times in the afternoon coming back. Mm. It will take everybody to the Metrolink Brightline station in downtown Rancho Cucamonga.
Okay.
And then what San Bernardino County Transportation Authority is working on is to be able to get a vanpool system set up between those, what I would refer to as big boxes, where these people are all going to work, and be able to pick them up at the train depot, and then they take them to work, and then do just the opposite at the end of the shift.
So that's exciting. So there are actually two things happening, right? There is the Brightline West that will take you from Apple Valley into Las Vegas at 188 miles an hour, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then there is the commuter.
Correct.
Train that will take you from Hesperia to Rancho round trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Mm. That's absolutely
correct. Wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Let's get into the weeds on this one. Timeline. When can we expect these projects will actually be completed and ready for consumers.
And I know, Art, and from our listeners, you've been with us before, it has been delayed, unfortunately, a couple times, correct?
Yeah, unfortunately, COVID really set us back completely. Mm-hmm. And then when we had to change, the original design was actually to go into Lancaster, Palmdale. Mm-hmm. That ended up having to change, and now the commuter rail station, because the intent was always to go to a Metrolink station, and it'll be the Metrolink station in Rancho Cucamonga. Mm-hmm. So when's it going? Let me share this with you. Brightline's plan today is to be able to complete up and running the entire project by the end of 2029.
Okay.
By the end of 2029. Okay, now, okay. One of my concerns, just personally, is that somewhere in there by Federal Railroad Administration, we have to have 180 days of testing on that line from Rancho Cucamonga all the way to Las Vegas.
Before it opens to the public? Right.
Before it can open to the public. So I'm still a little bit cautious about that.
Okay.
But you're right, we have had some delays. Some of the delays have been because of COVID. Some of the delays have been because of funding. All the funding items I hope will be complete by the end of this June. We actually have gone from the original $9 million to $9 billion to $23 billion.
Okay.
Now, I have to tell you that I've been doing transportation projects and working in this sort of line of work for a long time, literally 35 to 40 years. It might be 45 years. I can't remember now. And this project's actually at hyper speed, but people just don't realize it. You have to look at when you're doing a transportation project as large as this, and the fact that you're going from multiple states, mm-hmm. and that it's a Federal Railroad Administration project on a Caltrans freeway and right-of-way and Nevada Trans freeway and right-of-way, there's just so many hurdles that have to be done. But I am so excited that our new target date is the end of 2029, and I will definitely let you know if that changes at all.
Okay, but the point is the project is still moving forward.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know there was a period of time where it was in community that the project was dead. And it is not dead. It is moving forward. So now I want to ask you, Art, because it is moving forward. You know, one of the things when we first started hearing about the project was all of the jobs that it was going to bring to the area. So can you kind of give us an update of where we are with that job opportunity?
Absolutely. And I want to give everybody a great website. It's brightlinewest.com. Okay. Brightlinewest.com. If you go online, you can actually find out about jobs.
Great.
You can find out about construction issues where maybe your area is going to be impacted by construction and you need to be aware of that for commuters. So it is a great website, and I would ask all your listeners to just put it in your phone. You may not use it today. You may not use it tomorrow, but I guarantee you at some point you're going to want to get on there and look it up. And that's going to tell you absolutely everything you know about how it's going, the entire line, but more important, how it's going to affect your own community.
Yes, and I think that's wonderful. So for all of our listeners, that's brightlinewest.com.
Correct.
Right? You're going to want to add that to your phone.
Yep.
And make sure that you kind of familiarize yourself with that so you can keep current with what's going on. So back to the opportunity for jobs and employment.
And that's on that website, but let's talk about some numbers provided by Brightline.
Okay.
Construction numbers, and we already have construction crews obviously working in Las Vegas building those facilities I was just talking about, are about 30,000 jobs for the next 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
The depots, the biggest depot will be obviously Las Vegas, and those – and they may be people. One of the things I'm really hoping is going to happen is just like where people here will commute down what we call down the hill.
Right.
And that usually takes about an hour to an hour and a half, but it takes longer sometimes. Hmm. You never know what's going to happen in the
You are right about that.
So you may see people get on I believe ultimately there'll be a commuter rail passage to go to Las Vegas to work.
Oh, okay.
And I'm really hoping that a lot of people who live here in the high desert will look at the fact that, hey, I'll take my 80 minutes, sit on a high-speed rail while I'm working on my, doing my own thing. It's all Wi-Fi, and I'll get to Las Vegas. I might work in Vegas. I might work in Henderson. But there's so much more job opportunity in that area there than there is here.
Right.
But they're going to be the construction jobs. There'll be jobs, permanent jobs in Apple Valley, a couple of 100 of them. Some will work at the depot. In Apple Valley, next to the depot will be about 25 to 30,000 square feet. There'll be a 50,000 square feet facility maintenance. All the maintenance, everything from Las Vegas all the way to Rancho Cucamonga will run out of Apple Valley. So that'll be a huge facility and a tremendous amount of jobs. And those are really great and well-paying engineering jobs.
And Art, you're saying that this depot right here in Apple Valley maybe won't start construction until the end of the year, possibly around that time?
So we're sort of hoping that we'll see something happen in Apple Valley. I'm not sure if it'll be that they're just using it for material storage, but we hope to see that by the end of this calendar year.
Okay. So where we are now, because as much as I love talking about this project and I'm just excited, I can't wait to see things start to happening. There's another issue that we want to talk about before we let you go. And so we know that the train is going to run from Rancho Cucamonga to Las Vegas with the depot stop in Apple Valley.
Correct.
Right? If anyone is interested in learning more about the employment opportunity, job opportunities, brightlinewest.com is where they want to go so that they can get all of that information, right? Also, if you're interested in just kind of keeping up with how things are moving forward, that's a great resource, again, to be familiarize yourself with.
Yeah, and we'll have Art, too, come and update us, too, with any new, you know, new important updates and things like that. But check out that website too. And like Art said, you may not look at it today, but hey, if you're curious, if you're driving to Vegas, hey, I want to see how that depot's looking. You can see that on the right hand side.
Yeah, Roxanne, you saw it.
I did see that. And I was like wondering, I'm like, oh, that's what Art was talking about. Yeah. I do see it. And that's probably one of the bigger, I think it's grown a lot. And like you said, Art, they're just maintaining it and doing more construction with it. But I think that's one of the biggest parts of Brightline so far, at least that we commuters, residents can see, correct?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
So we know that it's coming. And then right now our timeline is looking like the end of 2029.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And so we'll definitely have you back sometimes later this year to give us an update and share with us about that. But I also don't want to miss, I think you wanted to talk about, which we did at the beginning, we talked about Bear Valley Bridge. But then there was also, wasn't there a...
Highway 395.
Highway 395.
Yes. I'm really excited. San Bernardino County Transportation Authority, using Measure I dollars and Caltrans, are starting construction. Actually, last week we broke ground on improving Highway 395 and right-of-ways all the way from 395 at at the gas station and the truck stop there, all the way into Palmdale Road and in the city of Victorville.
Are you widening the road? Is that what's
going on? We're doing major improvements with curbs, gutters, widening.
Okay.
There'll be some turns that we'll be adding and widening. But this is a major, it's actually what we call phase two. There was a phase one where we had to do a lot of engineering and potting. This is phase two, which will be the construction phase, and it'll be going on for a couple years as well.
Okay.
So, again, I asked your listeners, please be patient. You know, I remember I grew up as a young person in Orange County, and it seems like they were always working on the roads. But that's just, unfortunately, part of growth, and it's part of getting to a really great community.
I was going to say, Art, you know, it's inconvenience. We don't like it. But the truth of the matter is it really is a testament to the growth and expansion that's taking place here in the high desert. And so there are a lot of good things that are going to come out of the heartburn that we have because of it. So if we can just kind of help each other navigate through it.
And just be aware that it is going on. So
like
we said, you know, make your plans. Just be prepared for that. Give yourself extra time. Just know, be aware that it is going on. And share that information with your friends and listeners, especially if you're traveling, coming into the high desert, just be aware that it's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, again, you know, we love having you here with us because, like I said, you always bring us great information to share with community. Before I let you go, I always like to make sure that community is aware as our municipalities, that there are meetings that they can attend to find out more information, to even have public comment.
Absolutely.
That type of thing. So when are your meetings, your council meetings held and where?
So for the town of Apple Valley, our town hall is on Dell Evans Parkway right off of Highway 18. And our town council meetings, because we also have planning commission meetings, park and rec commission meetings, but our town council meetings, which everybody's always welcome to, we love to see you there to make public comment or just to sit. I have a number of friends that just like to sit and learn about their community. Mm-hmm. But that's the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6:30.
Okay, so the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6:30.
Yes.
Right? At the town hall.
In Apple Valley.
And Dell Evans Parkway.
And I think I said that wrong because it's no, I did say that right.
The you
second
got it
and
right.
Fourth
you know what you're
Tuesday.
Doing. So we want to thank you for coming in and thank sharing
you.
With
yes,
us
thank
this
you, Art.
Morning. We'll look forward to hearing from you later on this year. And keeping us updated on all things Brightline West, right? And then anything that you feel like community really would benefit from knowing.
Absolutely.
That's going on here that's helping to make our community thrive. We welcome you back to share at any time. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Roxanne.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.